What happened today?
Quite a lot. It was on this day in 1969, the 11th of May, when the groundbreaking British comedy troupe Monty Python formed. Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Terry Jones and Michael Palin, they made the troupe. They were given a late-night TV show, the BBC keen on the name Flying Circus, as a nod to telly presenter Barry Took, and the troupe added Monty Python. But that wasn't an easy choice. They had all sorts of wacky ideas for the title initially, and to the frustration of BBC executives, including Owl Stretching Time, The Toad Elevating Moment, A Horse, A Spoon and a Bucket, Vaseline Review and Bun Whacked Buzzard Stubble and Boot. Ah, you know, the BBC almost cancelled the show after one episode as it, quote, went over the edge of what was acceptable. Despite this and some low audience ratings, they hung on for 45 episodes and became worldwide names. John Cleese has continued to fight for freedom of speech and expression ever since. Perhaps one of the troupe's influences in the surreal was painter Salvador Dali, who was born in Spain on this day in 1904. His meeting with Picasso led to Dali's first surrealist phase and his incredible works like the famous Melting Clock. It was also on this day in 1981 that Cats the Musical premiered. Andrew Lloyd Webber's hit was based on a collection of poems by T.S. Eliot, which he had originally written in letters to his grandchildren. The show set new records. It ran 21 years in London and 18 years in New York. Too bad movie makers thought it would translate on the screen 40 years later. The 2020 film version rated a dire 19% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was so bad even Ricky Gervais gave it grief in his famous 2020 Golden Globes roast. It was also on this day in 1997 that for the first time in history, a computer beat a world champion chess player. Deep Blue defeated Russian heavyweight Garry Kasparov, who was not a good loser, it seems. He accused the IBM team of cheating or coaching the computer during play. While programmers did make some adjustments between the games, they denied they interfered during play. And circling back to 1969, it was on this day that the great rock band Led Zeppelin first appeared on the UK music charts, where they went to number 6 with their debut self-titled album.